And 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stepping in to reject a plea deal for three alleged conspirators of the 9/11 terror attacks. The plea deal would have spared the men the death penalty, but Austin rejected the deal, which puts a death sentence back on the table. One deputy is dead, two others injured after a shooting in Lake County, Florida, Friday. Sheriff Peyton Grinnell says the deputies were shot while responding to a 911 call at a home.
Two of the suspects, if you will, that were inside the home are deceased, and one was transported out.
One of the wounded deputies, he says one is in stable condition and the other critical. Just days after being confronted by ABC News journalist Rachel Scott at a gathering for black journalists, former President Trump now says he will not take part in an ABC News debate that was originally scheduled when President Biden was still running. Instead, Trump now says he's agreed to a debate next month on Fox News. It's not clear if Harris has agreed. This is ABC News. Jarvis. A sentencing date set for President Biden's son, Hunter.
President Biden's son, Hunter, will be sentenced on November 13th. Hunter Biden was found guilty in June of three felony gun charges related to him obtaining a firearm in 2018 when he was addicted to drugs. His sentencing will happen just 1 week after the presidential election. Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison, but as a first-time and nonviolent offender, it would be highly unusual for him to serve time. The president has previously said he would not consider a pardon for his son. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The DOJ and FTC filing lawsuits against TikTok and its parent company for allegedly illegally collecting the email addresses and other data of kids who sign up on the platform. The DOJ says the collection and retention of the data violates U.S. privacy laws. It comes as the DOJ separately argues in another case that TikTok poses a national security threat. It's part of a lawsuit defending a newly passed law requiring TikTok's parent company to sell off its assets. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Todd Almost Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. While violent crimes like homicide are on the decline in the U.S., advocates say murder rates are still too high. Will Waukee reports.
Violent crime rates in major U.S. cities are continuing to fall from the heights they reached during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a new report from the Council on Criminal Justice. But advocates say there's still a lot of work to do to control crime, especially gun deaths. Charles Crest is with the group Stop the Violence 757.
One is too many for me. So what they're saying in the numbers, yes, we don't have 10 anymore, but we still have an astronomical number that it's almost week to week. We're losing someone between the ages of 30 to 15.
Nationally, the murder rate rose 30% between 2019 and 2020, the largest single-year increase in more than a century. It's taken until this year for homicides to drop below pandemic levels. The data comes from about 30 cities of various sizes, and it also showed drops in robberies, aggravated assault, and domestic violence cases. Ernesto Lopez with the Council on Criminal Justice says the results are encouraging, but limited considering the variation city to city and lack of communities providing accurate numbers.
Homicide is influenced by a lot of local factors. In fact, we know that most violence can be isolated to specific neighborhoods within a city, so that it's essential for leaders to take time to analyze and fully understand local crime patterns while having a view towards more national trends.
I'm Will Waukee. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Clear and low in the mid-60s tonight. Sunny, hot, and humid in upper 80s for Saturday. Isolated showers and storms Sunday. High mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. Currently at 68.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend. Has Kamala Harris picked her VP, or is it still to come? Find out Monday.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Lots of things coming up this hour, coming up at 11:20, I want to do a little recap of the Olympics.
I've heard of those.
Simone Biles, what a weak, weak loser.
I love her so much.
I know, she's fantastic. And then 11:33, after the 11:30 news, it's August. State Fair is here.
Which, as you refer to it as the beginning of the end.
It's the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of the end of summer. Right? It's August.
Yeah.
I'm seeing back to, you know, people are shopping back to school stuff already and things like that. So we want to know, what is on your list? What do you want to get done yet before the summer ends? It could be a trip.
Yeah.
It could be
some home improvements.
Some home improvements.
Projects.
Projects you got going around the house. We would love to talk with you about that coming up at 11:33. But I think it's really important in many different ways that we talk about the hostage exchange between the Biden administration and the Putin autocracy. The hostages are home.
Yes, they are.
Evan Gershkovitz, reporter from the Wall Street Journal. Paul Whelan, who has been in captivity since 2018.
Yeah.
That was under the Trump administration, by the way.
Yeah, I'll say something about that in a bit. But
And then two other Russians who were journalists and essentially speaking out against the war in Ukraine by Russia. And so they, of course, got sent away for that.
I mean, honestly, it is shocking to me that they didn't find their way next to a window. I mean, and I'm not being funny here because we looked it up. The amount of people who have been like James Bond-like killed by the Russian in Russia, I should say, is astounding, and I'm surprised they just went to jail.
Or they didn't lose them.
Exactly.
Somehow.
Yeah.
At some gulag somewhere in Siberia. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of clips that I want to play. This is Jake Sullivan, who made the announcement yesterday, and this kind of broke just as we were coming on the air yesterday. Jake Sullivan talking to the press about the release of the hostages. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
The president sat us down on a regular basis over the course of the detentions of Paul, Evan, and Alsu, and really pushed us to think about what configuration would actually work to make this happen. And it was through an iterative process of back and forth with various of the allies I mentioned, with engagements with our Russian counterparts, where we were making proposals, getting responses, that this all came together. And so I would say that if you had not had Joe Biden sitting in the Oval Office, I don't think this would have happened. But as I said in my remarks, there were a lot of other people who played a central role in building out the pieces of this and then executing on that. And the execution phase of this, to get this level of coordination together, to have those planes all land on the tarmac at the same time from multiple different countries with so many different individuals coming from Russia and going back to Russia, really extraordinary. And I think, you know, team effort can be a cliche, but I think in this case, it's a warranted description of what happened.
That's Jake Sullivan yesterday announcing that there was a hostage exchange between Russia and the U.S., including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, or any of the other Americans who landed yesterday. There are so many different ways I want to stop and pause and look at this. President Joe Biden got this deal done an hour before he announced he was not going to run for a second term. Vice President Kamala Harris was instrumental in, I believe she went to Germany and talked to the German chancellor about this. And I also saw a report emphasizing the importance of having allies.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you go it alone, when you need help, there isn't any.
No.
And one person actually said, the German chancellor said, I will do this for you, Joe Biden. I will do this for you. Because of the relationships that President Biden has maintained with our allies overseas and NATO allies, this would probably not have happened.
It begs the question. We've heard the former president speaking in terms of leaving NATO and NATO being a joke and NATO being a failure. And we've made it our mission this year to make sure we have people on who are experts in the field of military, of government, politics,
ambassadors,
generals, admirals, wonderful, experienced people whose only mission they've made it in their life, besides serving their country, is preserving our freedom, coming here on this show and talking about the importance of NATO. And the question it would have to be begged is, let's say in a world where we leave NATO, we're done, we're out, we're outside that bubble. How do we ever, ever get things like this done again? Ever. Do you think Putin's going to help us? Do you think Xi is going to help us? Do you think Orban is going to help us? Do you think any of those individuals are going to help us? They will not. They don't care about us.
Those are not allies.
Those are not allies. At best, symbiotic relationships, if not frenemies.
The other thing that really stands out to me about this, maybe I've missed it. I don't believe I have. Where has President Biden been standing on the stage behind a microphone saying, this never would have happened without me? Mm-hmm. You can thank me.
No, he's never.
I'm the only one who made this happen. You can thank me now.
Yeah.
That's not who Joe Biden is, as opposed to the former president, who, after this news was released that this exchange was happening, Donald Trump unleashed a torrent of rage on his Truth Social, without ever mentioning Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, or any of the other people who were released. All he did was complain about, what kind of a deal was it? I had better deals. I got more people released than Joe Biden, which is not accurate. Newsweek has a piece on it. That's not accurate.
Well, someone took that information and asked the president of the United States, Mr. Joseph Robinette Biden, that question. The former president said under his watch, he would have done it without having to give anything up. And Joe Biden, 80 years old, patriot, steps back to the mic and says, why didn't he do it while he was president? And then walks away. Because it's true. You know what, Jane? There's a lot of things I can do. Because I can tell you I can do them. But do I do them? No. The proof is in the pudding, and he is right. If you had such great deals and such great ideas, why did you not execute them while you were in office? If this was so important to you, why? Because they are not important to you. These individuals are not important to you. You do not care about them. They are nothing to you. If anything, they're journalists. You hate journalists who don't love you.
Well, unless they're useful pawns. If you can use them as a useful pawn,
exactly.
Then that's one thing. But it is very much a transactional relationship.
Yes.
What have you done for me lately? And what can you do for me in the future? Calvin, I want to play one clip. This is one of the hostages who were released. His name is Vladimir Kara-Mirza. And President Biden was there along with some of the hostages' families in the Oval Office when they finally touched down. They were outside of Russia, at least. This was before they had landed in the U.S. Gavin, let's play this from Vladimir Kara-Mirza from yesterday.
I was sure I'm going to die in prison. I don't believe what's happening. I still think I'm sleeping in my prison cell in Omsk instead of hearing your voice. But I just want you to know that you've done a wonderful thing by saving so many people. I think there are 16 of us on the plane. Again, I still can't believe it's happening.
I'm not sure exactly how many years he was held. I think Paul Whelan, the former Marine, was held the longest. He was there for 5 years.
Yeah.
Again, in 2018.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump was still in office.
And could have done it, he says.
Could have done something. Well, he can do everything.
Yeah. Tony on the live stream says it great. You know, these individuals who support this sort of mentality, they go, America first. It's America first. Well, if we leave NATO, it's going to be America only. We're going to be alone, twisting in the wind. Who are our allies at that point? Is it going to be people who just like us from the old days? There's no guarantees. So what's going to happen? What is your plan? We leave NATO tomorrow. What do we do next? It was the same question I asked the Democrats when they were like, Joe Biden must step down after the debates.
So then what?
Cool. What's your plan?
Right.
Okay. NATO, we leave tomorrow, we turn in the keys, our parking pass is in the inbox of HR at NATO, and we're done. We've packed up our banker's box. What is tomorrow's plan then? Who are our allies? Who will help us? And there's never an answer, because they never think that far ahead.
I think character matters.
Yeah.
I think integrity matters.
Yes.
Just compare the two men. Joe Biden could be standing up there going, love me, praise me. I did this. Only I did this. Aren't you lucky to have me?
Yeah.
Whereas Donald Trump would actually say that.
Yeah.
And mean it.
Yeah. I
think it's a pretty stark.
This is where I get angry about it, because this sort of this childish selfishness is going to harm all of us, including the people who voted for him.
Yes. Well, good heavens, some of the people who got fleeced, many of the people who got fleeced by Steve Bannon, who took their money to build a wall, which then he used to buy a yacht and several other nice, luxurious things. They're still supporting Trump. So that's your choice, I guess. Okay. Olympics. A little recap.
Character matters in the Olympics.
Character matters. What a loser. All the details coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, if you would like to have a longer chat about anything under the sun, here's your chance. Tomorrow, 8 until noon, I am going to be out at the Waukesha County, at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Happens downtown in the parking lot of Waukesha State Bank, right along the Fox River. In downtown Waukesha, look for the Civic Media tent. We have two chairs.
Ooh.
We have a little shade because it's going to be warm tomorrow.
It's going to be very warm. Wear your sunscreen. Stay hydrated.
If you want to yell at, come and talk to me. I welcome you.
Say it to her face.
Absolutely. Come on down. We'll share a scone of peace and I'll buy you a cup of coffee. And you can take a spin on the wheel of fabulous prizes.
May I suggest buying somebody a cold drink tomorrow?
We can do iced coffee.
I was going to say, because a hot cup of coffee.
Maybe not. Yeah. Do we need more caffeine? Maybe we'll have lemonades. No. We'll do lemonades or something. But please, come on down. I would love to meet you. Yeah. I mean that very sincerely.
And I will say this for a fact. When the times when you've gone to this farmer's market before, folks, Jane is... I would say bummed, but you're like, you'd like to have those conversations. And when you don't get the chance, when you're sitting there waiting and you're like, I feel bad that you don't get to have them. So have a good, respectful conversation with Jane on Saturday.
Would love to see you.
Yeah.
And I also love the people who sidle up to me and go, I love your show. Like it's a secret.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone. If you're a secret listener, that's fine. We love you too.
Yeah.
That's all good. It's all good.
Hey, Jane, I like what you do. Keep doing it. I'm voting for Kamala.
Tomorrow, 8 to noon, Waukesha Farmers Market. I look forward to seeing you there. Olympics. What a pathetic, weak little gymnast she is, that Simone Biles. She is the greatest of all time.
She's amazing.
She won the all-around gymnastics after the team won gold. For the team medal, then Simone Biles won the individual, so she had to perform all four. She did floor, she did uneven bars, she did the vault and the beam, and came out on top yet again. So I hope all of those, like North Carolina, Mark Robinson running for governor there, who called her a weak little gymnast.
Yeah.
When she decided in the Tokyo Games that she had to pull herself out, because she was getting the twisties and did not know where she was in the air. That woman launches herself like 13 feet.
Yeah.
It's astonishing.
And it's dangerous.
Extremely dangerous.
Yeah. So
well done to Simone Biles. You can find the clips on YouTube if you want to see clips of her performances. I find it magical. I don't know how a human body is able to do that.
I also adore Simone Biles for the fact that, you know, she is, I mean, when she was here in Green Bay with her husband, as we all call him, Mr. Biles, just the sweetest person on earth, ingratiated herself to the community, loved the fans, loved the team, loved Wisconsin, and seems like the type of person who just brings joy. She brings joy.
And spreads it.
That doesn't mean she doesn't have a little spice in her. Because after yesterday, the comments, which one thing that, you know, And, well, he said to that audience at the NABJ's conference, is like, they're coming to take your black jobs. Which, by the way, when he says they're coming, he's talking about immigrants. I don't know immigrants who are coming to America to be like, you know what I want to do? I want to steal the job of a black journalist. There's a lot of black journalists out there, and I want their job, and I'm coming here illegally to do it, and I'm going to do it no matter what you think. It was a ridiculous equation. But since then, it's been people of color, a lot of women of color, just posting, and Simone Biles is one of them, in the most victorious of pose, yes. Or I love my black job.
Yes.
Come on!
It was great. It was Come just on. Great. Also want to give a shout-out to Katie Ledecky, who is now the most decorated Olympian in women's swimming. Ledecky took gold in the women's 1,500-meter freestyle, her 8th Olympic gold medal and 12th overall. Ledecky said, I try not to think about history very much. It's an honor to be named among other Americans, Jenny Thompson, Dara Torres, and Natalie Coughlin. But these accomplishments are so well-earned and so well-deserved.
They're mind-blowing.
It is. It's mind-blowing.
It takes a lifetime of training, dedication, support.
Sacrifice.
Money. Some people don't come from money, and they have to do what they can to support their kids in these endeavors. So to just say a weak little gymnast, let me see you do a somersault, Mark Robinson. Do it correctly where you don't hurt yourself. Do that, and then you can begin to talk.
Absolutely. It's absurd. It's absurd.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, and I saw this pass on Twitter yesterday as well, if nothing else, Simone Biles' accomplishments is yet more proof that taking care of your mental health makes your life better.
Yes. I'm not an Olympic athlete, and I can tell you that. That's just plain truth. That's the realness. That is undisputed. When you take the time and step back, everyone around you will be happy for you for that. I can't say everybody. I shouldn't say everybody. Some people don't believe it. Whatever. Point is, when you learn to love yourself, when you learn to understand yourself, when you learn to put yourself first, that makes you a more approachable person then, because you put out that love to other people. When you put out just any sort of energy that's not, I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little emotional because.
But I think she gave a lot of people permission.
Yes.
To again, address their own mental health. And that is not a sign of weakness. No. That is a sign of strength.
And I want to shout out Naomi Osaka, too, who that same summer did the same thing when she pulled out of a Grand Slam. She said, my mental health is not right. I need to do this. And people did the same thing to her. What?
Well, J.D. Vance, now the Republican nominee for vice president, said at the time when Simone Biles pulled herself out of the Tokyo Olympics, that what a shame it was that the media was applauding this and making weakness honorable.
Yeah. We're focusing on her weakness. Her taking care of herself is a weakness we celebrate.
No.
If this was a podcast, all of the cussing would be happening right
all
now.
All the swearing.
All the best swears.
All the best swears. All the best swears. All right. We have news coming up next.
Yes.
When we come back, it's the beginning of the end.
Of summer, folks.
Of summer. What is on your list that you want to get done yet? Where do you want to go? What home improvement projects do you have going on? You can share with us when we return. 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay with us here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillar. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stepping in to reject a plea deal for three alleged conspirators of the 9/11 terror attacks. The plea deal would have spared the men the death penalty, but Austin rejected the deal, which puts a death sentence back on the table. One deputy is dead, two others injured after a shooting in Lake County, Florida, Friday. Sheriff Peyton Grinnell says the deputies were shot while responding to a 911 call at a home.
Two of the suspects, if you will, that were inside the home are deceased, and one was transported out.
One of the wounded deputies, he says one is in stable condition and the other critical. Just days after being confronted by ABC News journalist Rachel Scott at a gathering for black journalists, former President Trump now says he will not take part in an ABC News debate that was originally scheduled when President Biden was still running. Instead, Trump now says he's agreed to a debate next month on Fox News. It's not clear if Harris has agreed. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Jordan Love has a new contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Jordan Love has agreed to terms with the Green Bay Packers on a contract making him the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. 4 years, $222 million, and a record high signing bonus of $75 million, $155 million in guaranteed cash. The deal in Green Bay came down just hours after Love's agency, Athletes First, had completed a deal for Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, setting the bar for Jordan Love's contract. Brian Gutekunst.
He's our franchise quarterback, and we're ready to move forward. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can. There's certainly the structure of it so that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year, but years to come. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, we think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us.
Baseball, the Brewers losing at home last night to the Miami Marlins, 6-2. They'll play again tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Clear and low in the mid-60s tonight, sunny, hot, and humid in upper 80s for Saturday. Isolated showers and storms Sunday, high mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. It's 69 degrees right now.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot with the Movies. So without spoilers, what did you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Baseball action. Brewers at the Nationals tonight. The game, the broadcast starts at 5:10. And you can listen to the game on News from the Center, WRCE in Richland Center, and WRJN in Racine. Also in Kenosha on 98.1 FM. Brewers at the Nationals tonight with a 5:10 p.m. broadcast start. State Fair is underway. Wisconsin State Fair underway in West Dallas. Got going yesterday.
Yeah.
Kind of the beginning of the end of summer. Back to school stuff is already in stores. That's all over the place.
Absolutely.
I saw some Halloween stuff the other day.
I did. Where was I at? I was at Costco. And I'm like, for real? We're doing this now? Yeah.
I know. We got to get that big jump ahead. So we're curious. What is the one thing you want to get in before the end of August? Is it a trip? Is it going tubing? I don't know.
Are you got a home improvement project?
Got a home improvement project you're doing? What's going on? What is your thing you want to get done yet before the summer is over? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you were watching one of those.
Are you a teacher? Are you prepping for the new year? I mean, I know you probably are going back next week.
Probably yeah.
If not sooner.
Within the next couple
of
weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so we want to know how you're going to spend this last few weeks of summer. We just want to get to know you. I mean, Jane, what do you got anything you got going on?
I am currently in the process of having someone else do my work for me in my yard.
I was like, if you just stopped at the first part, I'd be like, how do you do that? Like,
I found someone to help me. And I've whined about this before. Yeah. My husband and I have been in our house for 23 years, going on 24 years.
Yeah.
I was very, very ambitious when we first moved in. Mm-hmm. And I put in 7 garden areas.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. And now I just wish I could concrete over all of them. Because it's gotten out of control. We had some family stuff that happened all last summer that was going on with my brother. And so I didn't get any work done out there. Mm-hmm. And then with his passing and things were just kind of a mess last year. And then I tried to get a head start in May with separating some things and moving things and trying to kill things. And I'm at the point where I don't even want to go outside because I feel guilty every time I go outside and I look at my yard and go, oh, it's such a mess.
Jane,
so
yeah,
I finally found someone to help me.
Wait.
Kill things.
Help you or do it for you?
He's doing it.
Okay,
all.
There it is. So he's under your employ.
He is actually under my employ, and I am so grateful. I am so grateful.
I completely connect with you on this one. We bought the house 2 years ago today or yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Or we moved in. We got the keys. We closed on it 2 years ago. And there are a bunch of things. And this is about as dude man as I get. I look at the yard like my father looked at the yard saying, this is my domain. I shall have control over the domain. And there's stuff in the back. Like we have, so in our backyard, there's a whole gardening area that looked like it was more for like farming.
Veggies. Okay.
And then there's a whole, what looks like a decorative garden area. We don't do anything with either. And right now the weeds are about literally 8 feet tall.
Oh my.
But they almost look decorative at this point. I want to take the farming part out. I want to take the veggie plants out.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to take that out and just put grass down and then clean out the decorative area and put some very lovely understated flowers and plants in there. Easy to take care of. And then I still have this play set that's been sitting on our yard for, it's still there, that I'm surprised my dog hasn't pardon the term, killed herself running into, because she runs so fast in the backyard.
She doesn't even know where she's going.
But she runs around it and around it and around it and around it. And like, there are all these things I want to get done. I was so proud of myself that I power washed the house the other day.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's still all these projects that I want to get done in August. That's what I'm going to do, Jane. That's what I'm going to do in the end of summer. I'm going to get these projects done.
No pressure.
No, I already pressure washed the house.
Okay, that was done.
See what I did there? Kaboom.
855-752-4842. What is your on your list that you want to accomplish or do? Is it a trip? Is it a shopping expedition? Is it some home improvement project you got going on? What do you want to get done in August?
We got a text from Dave in New Berlin saying, I hope you can multitask, Miss Jane. Most of my down ballot vote is quote unquote write-in candidates. So I'm sure going to vote for you for like four different jobs.
For in me? Waukesha.
Yep. Waukesha County. It's a good thing you don't have any cats because you're going to be very busy. That's Dave in New
That's
Berlin.
That's hilarious,
so,
Dave.
Yeah. Jane for Waukesha County.
Oh, sure.
As you live and breathe in not Waukesha County.
I do not live in Waukesha County. That might be slightly problematic. Kevin, you have a couple. When did you start getting allowed days off? What's up with that? Because you're off next week.
I don't know. I really had to beg. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess this is a new development that I get to take
Kevin
days off.
Gets to take vacation.
Who's going to? Wait a minute. Why am I the apparently last person hearing about this, Calvin? Who is going to, now I won't say take your place, you're irreplaceable. Who will be in your stead?
And while, in this position of power, because we all know the producer is all powerful because he controls everyone's volume.
Are we going to lose a resident young person?
Well, don't let Greg fool you. He was the first person to know about this.
Hey, dude, it's a bit. It's a bit. You commit to the bit, buddy. Good Lord.
And but no, well, you'll be joined by Jess, producer
fabulous.
Of Busted Pencils.
Awesome.
Jess is fantastic.
Jess is great.
Jess will be a lot of fun to talk to and hang out with. And we will miss you dearly, but Jess is a great, great, I won't say replacement. I cannot say that word because you cannot replace Calvin.
They are their own entities.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you doing something fun? Where are you going?
I'm probably just going to hang out at home.
And do what? Read.
I have a big stack of books, and then I'll probably play video games.
Cal, how long does it... We've talked about books before, and we have differing opinions. We have differing tastes in books. You go for more fantasy sci-fi, correct?
Correct.
How long does it take you to read a book? We're talking like 500-600 pages.
It depends. Depends how invested I'm in it.
And how much you're into it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I don't play video games or watch TV and only read as my only extracurricular activity, maybe 3 or 4 days, but most of the time, a week and a half, two weeks.
See, I just imagine you like sitting, reading a book and like in a day, throwing it onto a pile of other books. I'm on to book 14 now.
This week.
Mother, bring me my steamed vegetables. I need proteins.
John from Oshkosh on the text line listening on WISS. I always want to get out fishing more, but work and family keeps getting in the way. Come on, John, you got
to
get out there.
Part of me wants to try fishing again. I haven't fished in a long time.
I would just like to go ride along in someone's boat.
Jane just wants a friend with a boat.
Is that too much to ask?
Did I ever tell you that my mom's companion has a boat?
That's right.
I know. I don't.
Pat Kreitlow has a boat.
Pat Kreitlow has a pontoon boat. The greatest boat on earth.
Because, I mean, fishing is essentially about being out on the water and, and enjoying nature. I always thought there was less pressure to actually fish.
Yeah, no. Me and my dad had a boat 2 summers ago, and... You know, they say the 2 happiest days in a boat owner's life are the day they buy the boat and the day they sell the boat.
See, that leads you to the next statement. You don't want to buy a boat. You want to have a friend who has a boat.
Exactly.
And I think
we want to be boat adjacent.
Exactly. We're boat adjacent, lawyer adjacent. Some say for
professor
me,
adjacent.
Some people say for me, talent adjacent, but that's not the point. The point is I think if you like for me, I couldn't care less if I caught a fish. But the whole act of getting on a boat, going in the water, doing the process, casting the line, and just sitting there, that's honestly all I would need. And if someone said, did you catch anything? I'd be perfectly fine saying,
no. But it was a great day.
It was a day of relaxation. My phone was in the car, not doing anything.
Yeah, being on the boat fishing is great. It's just getting the boat in and out of the water that is
the stressful
part.
That's the annoying part.
We got Michael on the 608 listening to WMDX says, Calvin, check out Spellmonger series. Do you know that one?
I have not heard of it. I'll check it out.
And he says he does it by audiobook, and there's 16 to 20 books. Woofers.
But you love audiobooks.
I love audiobooks.
I will say I'm kind of scared of commitment. I try to keep it to trilogies or lower.
Hey, that's the thing though too, is I get that. And you know, Star Wars trilogies are good. We don't need a ninology.
Yeah.
And we don't need such a huge universe. Cause after a while you're like, oh, there's a lot happening here. I get that. Trilogies are good. And then maybe a fourth book as an epilogue, where are they now?
A nice wrap up.
Yeah.
A nice wrap around, as it were.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. What is still on your calendar that you want to get done before the end of the summer? Is it a home improvement project? Is it a trip that you want to take? Is there something else going on in your life? You want to finally learn how to speak fluent Spanish? You should probably speed that up a little bit. We got a couple of weeks left in August.
Yeah.
No pressure.
You can leave that idea in the comments in the live stream. We love hearing from people in the live stream. It's a lively place with spicy takes.
It is.
That's a lively place with spicy takes.
Our friend on the live stream, Greg, had an idea for you.
What's that? Go away, go home.
Andrew from Maine, a new podcast idea titled All the Best Swears.
Oh, dude.
Is Greg just giving us uninhibited opinions and jokes about the day's event, punctuated with Roy Kent from Ted Lasso's well-placed F-bombs?
In my car, I do my best impression of Roy Kent, just that explosive F-bomb he always says when he comes to the realization
about something.
When he realizes that he is wrong or that he's been led astray, and he comes to that, it's just chef's kiss. I love it so much. I mean, it's going to be a good rest of the summer. We're going to have a good time. Someone said, Andrew actually said, is Jane going to produce her own shows? We'll have help.
Oh, yeah. Jess is going to fill in while Calvin is gone.
Yeah. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know how. We have a new board that we got in after I stopped producing for Kristen.
Yeah.
And so I have never worked that board.
Oh, it's easy.
That's okay. You guys are the pros. I'll stay here and do the easy part.
You've retired from board
hopping. I have retired. My producer days are done. I got power crazy, as producer.
This whole thing was your design.
Finally got what I wanted.
Exactly.
It only took a little time.
Well, we're happy to have you here.
I'm a teacher listening in Oshkosh on WISS. Time is running short. We have planned a trip to South Dakota, campsite on a mountainside, a family of 4, 15, and 14-year-olds.
So you're just going to throw their phones over the mountainside and be like...
That's a great thing. If you can get them to put down their phones and be outside.
I think if you instill them with the love of the outdoors and that.
And the love of nature.
Yeah, I think it's a little easier to do that. Plus, I don't know if this mountainside has Wi-Fi.
There's that.
You know, and that was the other question, too. Is anyone planning? Does anyone still do? Because I'm of that age where I remember this. All right, kids, we're getting in the car. We're taking a 2-week trip. And it's a Grand Canyon or the Smoky Mountains. We always went where my dad wanted to go. It was always
because he was the one driving.
Yeah. But does anyone still do that? Get in the car over a vacation. It's a 2-week vacation. Cause I feel like 2 weeks nowadays is that's a long time to be on vacation.
It'd be a long time.
I'm barely good at being on vacation for 4 days.
Really?
Oh yeah. I'm always checking my phone for work. And so it's my wife and I both, we work a lot. And so there's never a true cutoff
for work.
And I think if we go to Europe in the next few years, that's what I'm going to be like. All right. All decisions have to be made without me. I got to go do my thing. But yeah, does anyone still take the 2-week vacation? Get in the station wagon. Drive west.
Go to where the sun takes you.
Route 66, baby.
Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. Coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have the noon news coming up in just a little bit, followed by Todd Alba, who also strangely was allowed like 2 days off this week. I don't know how that happened.
What is going on with this place?
It's people taking time off.
You know, people who take time off from this job, I don't want to know them. I'm here all the time, working my hardest, and just trying to be the best man. I don't know where I was going with that. But I just feel like people
you have who vacation talk, coming up, don't you?
No. Not until. No. Yes. No. No, I don't. God, I don't know my schedule.
That's
oh,
all right.
My God.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Some really severe storms came blasting through parts of Wisconsin yesterday.
Oh, goodness.
You were at the Laughing Tap.
Yes.
And you said it was sideways.
It was horizontal rain, and it was sheets. It was coming down, torrential downpour. There was a guy from Boston there last night doing a guest set, and he turned to me and said, I've never seen rain like this before. I'm like, you're from the East Coast.
They get the remnants of hurricanes.
Yeah, but it was crazy. Our like 25, 30 pound sandwich board sign we put out for every show, which is pretty sturdy, got moved like 5 feet by the wind.
Woof.
Yeah, it was crazy rain.
What about where you were, Kel?
It didn't really seem all that crazy to me, but around 8:15, we lost power for 2 hours.
Oh my
you
goodness.
Did.
Yeah. So apparently down the street, a tree got blown over onto some power lines. But like I said, it was windy, but it like
wasn't stormy.
It mm-hmm. stormed a little after the power went out. But yeah, it really initially wasn't that bad.
Well, and that's what you said. You said it wasn't as bad as I saw.
It was pouring. But again, you were downtown. Mm-hmm. We're a little bit further west.
Yeah.
And so it was pouring and it was an incredible light show. But in fact, things got so bad that Wisconsin State Fair officials had to cancel the Fluffy show last night.
Yeah, and
Gabriel Iglesias.
And my friend went to go see Vampire Weekend down in Summerfest, and I don't even think it happened.
That was supposed to be last night, too?
Mm-hmm.
We do have a little clip from Gabriel Iglesias, who I find hilarious. Calvin, let's play that clip of Fluffy.
For those of you that don't remember, I used to say that there were 5 levels of fatness. Reason why I say used to say is because now there are 6. I met the new one in Las Cruces. The original 5 levels are big, healthy, husky, fluffy, and damn! People ask, what could be bigger than damn? The new level's called, oh, hell no!
That's Gabriel Iglesias, also known as Fluffy. He is a larger guy. He's very, very funny, but they had to cancel the show last night because of the weather. So yeah. State Fair officials say tickets purchased through eTix will be automatically refunded in the coming days. It takes about 7 to 14 days, so be patient. They also say that people who bought tickets at the ticket office using cash can return to the office Monday through Friday to get their refund, but you do have to have the original ticket.
Yeah.
And an ID. Don't just come up and say, yeah, I bought tickets. Now I want some money. They are going to want to see that.
I've tried that before. I get thrown out of the Riverside every single Wednesday.
That happens that way.
Yeah.
What else is going on at the Laughing Tap?
We got Jacob Williams coming in from the coming into the Laughing Tap tonight and tomorrow. One show a night, 7:30. And he has been on Wildin' Out on MTV. He has been on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He's a very, very funny young man. It's going to be a great time. Ton Johnson is featuring. Ashley Husk from both Ton and Ashley are from Chicago. They're going to be hosting and featuring. And it's going to be a great time. 7:30 show, one show a night, $22 online. You can go to laughingtap.com for more information.
Such a deal.
Such a deal. $25 at the door. I mean, it's really a great night. And we don't have drink minimums. As I've said before, I was telling Pat this morning, we like it when you walk in, you don't have to be told what you have to do after that. You've already spent your hard-earned money. You've paid for the tickets, possibly parking, a babysitter, dinner. Do you want me to sit there and say, now you need to spend $20 to $40 more on drinks?
That's a really good point, though.
And our drinks, and we've been told this by comics, ourselves, from research and from the people coming in, they are very, very, very competitive in their prices. We're not charging
gouging people.
Yeah, we're not charging you $15 for a pint of Hams.
Hams is not good beer.
Hams is amazing beer, not $15 a pint. That's like 3 6-packs. So
fair enough.
But come on down. I'll be there.
You can always say hi to Greg.
Yeah, I'm nice. I promise. I promise I'm nice. I know some people don't think I am, but that's another story, friends.
Speaking about coming down and talking.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow, 8 to noon.
Scones of Peace.
Waukesha Farmers Market. I will be out there with David, our helper, from 8 until noon. Stop by the Civic Media tent. We're now going to have a wheel of fabulous prizes.
That is fantastic.
I know. And you can spin. You can win WAUK t-shirts, Civic Media t-shirts. We have some state fair tickets. We also have some certificates from some wonderful restaurants, including the Delafield Brewhouse. You got to go there and have the Asiago and artichoke stuffed pretzel.
We're not paid by them.
With a beer cheese soup. If I could bring that with me to the farmer's market tomorrow, we would share chats over that pretzel.
Yeah, come on down. 90 degree weather. You can have a hot cup of thick soup and a big bready pretzel with, wait for it, a hunk of cheese inside.
Yummy.
Enjoy your nap.
That's why I'm doing the scones of peace instead.
Matt from Germantown. Always love hearing from you, Matt. Really appreciate you chiming in whenever you can. Says, thank you for not having a minimum. Though, for those of us who do not drink, it's very helpful. I can't spend $40 on soda. I'm with you, Matt.
Seriously.
I barely drink. And I went to a comedy club once and I paid $9 for a cup of lemonade. But that was their lemonade breezer or something. I was like, this is Minute Maid lemonade. So, and Matt, you come to the show. We got great NA options. We got NA beers. We also have mocktails.
Yes.
So if you want the fancier non-alcoholic options,
we got
you covered as well.
All right.
And we may or may not have a CBD drink now.
Oh.
Come on down and find out.
LaughingTap.com. All right. News is coming up next. And then Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. Thank you to Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all to all of you for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.
From the center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.